Just for the conscious of time, and I don't want to encroach on the wrap-up session at the end, so, and also for just changing pace, I think I'll forego the PowerPoint presentation. And but the PowerPoint presentation will post, so if people want to look at the details. So basically what we're responding to with the clinical methods course is the need, like Colin said at the beginning, to integrate very early on in FMD, and also to prepare the students so they can have a meaningful experience in the introduction to family medicine course. So at the moment, the way we teach the clinical exam, we introduce the history taking in the first year, but the physical examination is concentrated in a course, a beautiful course that we love called the ICS course. It's been in existence at McGill for approximately 60 or 70 years, I believe. And it occurs in the middle of the second year. The students all go to the hospitals for 2 weeks. During the first week, they practice in each other. The second week, they practice the skills on real patients in the hospital. So that's the way we've been doing it. So what we're going to try to do, is to change that and introduce it earlier on. So what I'm going to describe to you, first of all, is just not me. It's a group of us. It's Miriam Boya, David Dawson, and myself, primarily who's been working on this, and also increasingly working with the hospital directors as well. So one important thing that I want to say up front, you know that this is under the umbrella of physicianship. But physicianship is sort of like a bit of a hybrid in the curriculum. It is both a component and it is a theme as well. So we have a responsibility to create and craft a course, but we also have to think about the other themes as well. So what I'm going to be focusing on is really the clinical method course. And what I mean by clinical method, I mean the tools that the physician uses at the bedside to accomplish the task. So those tools include the history taking, communication skills, physical examination, reflection, clinical reasoning, and observation, listening, and so on. And one other important introductory point, if you wish, is that I'm going to focus a little bit on the clinical methods courses, because there are two of them, but know full well that many of the aspects of the physical examination and the history taking is done in a partnership. So the block leaders of FMD are going to do some of the teaching. Lenny Lada's course, your colleagues are going to do some of the teaching. The physician apprenticeship group with the Osler Fellows, they're going to do some of the teaching as well. So with those sort of introductory comments, let me talk about the two courses. So the first course is called Clinical Method 1. It occurs in first year. Second course, Clinical Method 2, is in second year. So that's pretty straightforward. The general principles that we've sort of used to craft these courses, to create these courses, include that as much as possible, we will align the teaching with what's going on in FMD. So if it's cardiac block, we'll try to teach the cardiac exam during that period. We'll take a progressive, graded approach to teaching. So at the beginning, we'll teach the cognitive base. Then the students will practice some of the skills on themselves or in role plays. Then they'll practice with standardized patients or patient partners. Then they will be brought to authentic clinical settings and practice on real exam on real patients. There are levels of competence that have been described in terms of physical examination skills and other clinical method skills. Usually it's on a scale of 1 to 4. Those details will be my PowerPoint presentation, but I just wanted to say that at the pre-clerkship level, the students will be expected to perform the maneuvers by and large, but not necessarily to elicit the signs or to explain the differential diagnosis. That comes later on into clerkship. Bon, clinical method one. So in terms of the objectives, in clinical method one, it's to understand the components of the clinical method, to describe and practice and demonstrate the medical interview, to demonstrate appropriate appropriate communication skills using the Calgary-Cambridge guide, which is the guide that we've been using at McGill, to acquire vocabulary to describe symptoms and the chronology, to discover the trajectory of a patient from a healthy status to a patient status, to demonstrate the skills in the basic physical examination, to prepare a medical write-up and to use the McGill medical case report template, and finally to acquire the skills and knowledge about patient safety issues. So our Clinical Methods 1 course will include approximately 48 hours of instruction. That will include lectures, 8 small groups, 2 sessions at the simulation center, 2 practica, and the practica will be done in the hospital setting or clinic settings. We're actually hoping that our colleagues in family medicine will actually help us or help the students recruit patients so they can then do their practica. And the students will be required to submit a case report, a written case report on those practica. The course assessment for Clinical Method 1 will be primarily formative. So it will include things like participation at the mandatory sessions. It will include peer and self-assessment at the SIM Center, the tutor assessment at the SIM Center, the successful completion of the online patient safety modules, and the successful completion of the 2 practica. And Clinical Method 1 will be a pass-fail. Clinical Method 2, the objectives are just more an extension of Clinical Method 1. In Clinical Method 1, the focus has been on the cardiac, respiratory, abdominal, head and neck exam. In Clinical Method 2, now we will incorporate musculoskeletal, mental status, and neurological exam. And very importantly, in Clinical Method 2, it will be an opportunity for the students to integrate the exam together as a whole unit, so an integrated physical examination. And we'll expect them to demonstrate cultural sensitivity as well. So for Clinical Method 2, it will include approximately 24 hours of learner-teacher contact time. It will include a few lectures, 2 small groups, 2 sessions at the SIM Center, and a series of hospital-based sessions. So those hospital-based sessions are very important, and they will occur in the December of second year, so at the end of FMD. So if you wish, and I'm speaking directly to David Shannon right here, not to pick on you, David, but I know this is of particular interest to you. So what this means is that at the end of December, we will be taking the ICS course, our current beloved ICS course, we'll be reformatting it and moving it forward, frame-shifting it in time, and bringing it into December. We have very little amount of time. We have a huge amount of logistical constraints to deal with. We only have 2 weeks. Of those 2 weeks, some of it is for holidays. We have to deal with the fact that we have to do an OSCE exam, which will take approximately 3 to 3.5 days. So we really only have, meaningfully, only 7 days to do this reformatted, lemon-fresh ICS course. So that's it's an issue. But I'm hoping that we'll, you know, this is an ongoing iterative process for us. So pretty soon, I think in November 22nd, Miriam, David, and I are meeting with colleagues and with the hospital directors to sort of, you know, drill down for more details. The course assessment for Clinical Method 2 will be, again, participation at the mandatory activities, formative assessment at the SIM Center, and there will be that very important exit OSCE, which will be worth at least 60% of the grade. The course will be graded, again, pass-fail. We wondered about pass-fail honors, but probably it will just be pass-fail. And we highly recommend to the faculty that this course be given special status in the sense that the students should not be promoted to the next component, TCP, transition to clinical practice. They shouldn't be promoted to that unless they've passed Clinical Method 2. So that's a sort of a promotion issue, and we think that's important. Perhaps the last thing that I can mention is that, as I mentioned at the very beginning, this teaching of content is done in partnership. So it will really be done in a partnership with the FMD block directors. So like Colin mentioned at the very beginning, and you gave the example of cardiology. So Mathieu Walker, who's the block leader for block C, Mathieu, for his session, will have to recruit 10 or 15 cardiologists to teach his aspect of the physical examination, and so on for the other blocks. And basically, that's a quick overview. I do have a PowerPoint presentation, which we will post. And so for more details and exact number of hours and so on, it will be there. And maybe just one last thing to finish off. I just wanted to share something with you in terms of... in terms of the detailed objectives. We also have created a template. And don't worry, this is like a 50-slide PowerPoint. I'm not going to go through it. But I just wanted to show you what we're doing Just go to one of the slides, sorry. Okay, so for example, this is block B. We have created a list of all of the items in the physical examination that we feel a graduating student from McGill should cover. So for example, here we have sign and maneuver, chest wall shape, the rationale for knowing that, the techniques that the students will have to perform to obtain that information, and the interpretation. And then we give a level, and we're going to try to do this for the entire curriculum, so that the students will know that, for example, at the NFFMD, they should be able to perform this particular maneuver with level 2, at the end of TCP, level 3, end of clerkship, maybe level 4. So I just want to let you know that this template, we're working on it. We have it sort of, I'd say, about 80% completed, and we will complete that, so that will be available and part of our contribution to teaching clinical method. So with that, questions? Okay, no questions. Guess it's crystal clear. Thanks. Thank you.